Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Join us today as we conclude part two of our discussion entitled, Using Technology Wisely in Your Home. Right. And then here's even a few more that we practice, and some nudges in our home. And this is regard to our TV.
Yes.
My wife wanted the TV in a cabinet behind closed doors.
Right.
That's just a nudge not to watch TV.
Right.
We don't leave the remotes out.
It's also more aesthetically pleasing.
It's aesthetically pleasing. And the remotes are put away.
Yes.
Which is neat.
Yes.
Is that what we do this for?
Yes.
Here I am trying to find technological reasons for it, and it's just a matter of being neat.
But it also is a nudge to find something else to do.
Sure.
Read
and,
a book.
And if you're across the room and you know that I've got to get up and in our home to watch television, number one, you have to get permission.
Yes.
Number two, you have to turn on the power strip.
Yes.
Number three, you have to open the cabinet doors. And then you got to go find the remote.
Yes.
And so there's all these little nudges that it stops us from just automatically
just defaulting. Picking up and scrolling.
And we're not saying that you have to do any of this. But what I'm saying is that moms and dads, as you're listening, and even you single folks.
Yes.
Just because you don't have children doesn't mean you shouldn't be wise about technology. And it's so easy to think, you know, I worked 12 hours and I worked 8, I worked 5 hours a day and I deserve to veg.
Just to scroll.
But if you veg 5 hours every day, three hours every night, do you realize you just wasted 21 hours in a 7 day week?
Oh my. Oh
and my. And that's almost 100 hours in a month. And what could we do with 100 hours? Who could we invest in? If we poured 100 hours into a person as opposed to vegging in things that don't matter on our phones, 100 hours, you could finish a class.
Or if you are tired, you know, reading a book. Reading a book is...
You could sleep.
Yes. But reading a book, I mean, it engages your mind, but it also relaxes your body, and you can learn all kinds of things, or you can, if you need to, quote, escape, you can read fiction and still better yourself.
Yeah. Or you can exercise. That's an escape.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there's tons of things you can do that will further your life and make things more valuable than allowing technology to just nudge you to that which is useless and meaningless.
True.
So the author, one of the things we wanted to challenge about, the author says, because technology has made our lives more difficult, we need nudges. And then the second thing the author said was that we need discipline. And the discipline to practice things, and you know, and these sound so deeply spiritual. But this author said things like silence, solitude, fasting, Sabbath, or rest. There was a time when, even when I was a kid, I looked forward to Sundays because on, except on rare occasions, Sunday was our day of, the morning was slower.
Right.
We went to church. We had a meal that was at a different time. We didn't normally eat at that time, but the meal on Sunday afternoon was unique to that day. When I was a little boy, it usually meant going to my grandparents' house and having fresh fried chicken. Fresh meaning that my grandmother sent the poor thing home to Jesus that morning. And but it was a day of rest and a day to be quiet and a day to just to relax. Now, there were times when a job had to be done. As farmers, there are times when the crop had to come in. It has to be done now. And those were days where we would not enjoy the Sabbath rest or the Sunday rest, if you want to look at it that way. But because technology is devoted to making our lives easier, it discourages us from life-changing disciplines. This is what the author said.
And how disciplined do you feel after you spent 2 hours scrolling through Instagram, Facebook, or Pinterest?
And you're done. And
you don't feel very disciplined at all.
Just wasted. It's easy at the beginning to think, you know, I need to relax. And at the end to look back and go, wow, that was a waste of time. And so we've got to use discipline. We've got to come to the place again to where we're okay with silence. The Bible says that we're to be still and know that He is God.
Yes.
And that moment of okay, slow down. And we're always onto our children. Slow down and read some scripture. Slow down. Spend a few moments in prayer. You know, slow down and let your heart get quiet and still. Those are things that we have lost.
It is true.
And without still, we are made by God for those moments of quietness.
It is true. It is harder to hear the voice of God when you are constantly filling your brain with the images that go so quickly across the screen? How fast do you scroll through Instagram? Yeah, and you may stop and watch a 2-minute video and then scroll on, and there is no rest for your brain and your heart to hear the Holy Spirit. We even encourage our children, if you're going to have devotions, when you have devotions, to have it from an actual Bible and not from your phone, because you don't have notifications coming at the top of your screen.
And that's why we don't let our children use screens at a worship service.
Right.
Because a screen is distracting.
It is.
If a notification pops up on that screen, they are now removed from the service itself to the mm-hmm. notification.
And even sometimes the scholar will take use of technology in the service to look up the Greek or the Hebrew of a word.
And to whom might you be referring?
The pastor is expounding upon and maybe missing what the pastor is saying.
I have no idea who she's talking about there. I've never heard of the scholar.
It's not a wrong thing to do to use your iPad in the service and think, oh, that word is so interesting, and let me see what it means right away. It's not a wrong thing.
In defense of the scholar is normally engaged in the service, and he's all into the pastor's sermon.
This is very true. It's very true. It's very
he's
true.
He's just all in.
So it's not a wrong thing. It's just technology can, if not used in a right way, can just totally distract us from, especially as we are trying, and we're talking about spiritual disciplines here, especially pursuing hearing the voice of God.
Sure. And I think we have time to give one more thought here.
Okay.
We've talked today about that 78% of families believe it's more challenging to raise kids today than in previous generations. Mm-hmm. And when asked why, technology always tops the list.
Yes.
And so what we've learned from this author we've been reading is that nudges are important, things that instead of allowing technology to nudge us towards that which is wrong, towards mm-hmm. that which is meaningless, towards right. that which does not have any value to it.
Instead of clicking on the clickbait.
Right.
Yes.
We need nudges that encourage us in the right direction.
Right.
So we've got to find ways. One of the things you might could do is turn off your notifications. Mm-hmm. Check your email on purpose at specified times.
Right.
Limit, you're only going to look at social media from here to here, from right. this time to this time. Mm-hmm. So we even to help us have nudges in our life towards meaningful conversation, after church, we're working towards no phones in the car.
Right.
At our table, no phones at the table and phones put away and silenced. Helps us to have nudges towards that which is more important,
yes.
as opposed to nudges towards that which is of no value right. or
and
distracting.
Meaningful conversation that help our relationships or even help our relationship with God, those sure. conversations that happen in the car after church.
Absolutely. So we need the nudges. We need discipline. That life-changing disciplines is got to happen on purpose. The
right.
time to be quiet, the time to be still, the time
yes.
to listen for God's voice and mm-hmm. to meditate on God's word.
Yes.
And the moms and dads, you've got to help your children with that. In mm-hmm. fact, I would say if you're listening, maybe you need to help yourself with that.
Right.
Because it's something we all have to work on.
Right.
And here's the last thing we would say before our time is gone today. We not only need nudges and discipline, but we've got to continually be making choices that help us to win.
Right.
That's what we've got to do. Mm-hmm. And on the one hand, choices like we've got to choose character. Hmm. We've got to make sure that our children are learning this is what's right.
Right. The author of The Techwise Family says that character is the cultivation of wisdom and courage.
Wisdom
I like that definition.
And courage.
Yes.
Our kids need wisdom because that's what's right. We'll talk about that next week in
yes.
more depth.
Yes.
Wisdom is this is what's right in this situation. This mm-hmm. is the right thing to do. This would be the wrong thing to do.
Right.
Wisdom goes both ways. Mm-hmm. And courage is actually his definition of the old word virtue.
Yes.
And it's the desire for this is what's right.
Yes.
This is the right thing. And I have the courage, the virtue to do the right thing.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. that's a choice we have to make.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to cultivate that.
Mm, you do.
That's a word he said. It doesn't happen by accident.
No.
We are a generation that lacks wisdom in many areas because we have failed to cultivate wisdom and character, wisdom and courage
right.
in our children.
And we actually lack a lot of courage. A lot of people feel very bold on social media to share their opinion or to get snarky with someone else, but there is no actual virtuous courage in that.
No, because real confrontation and mm-hmm. real conversation takes place face to face.
Absolutely.
Heart to heart.
Yes.
Meaning to meaning.
And especially if you want to keep it virtuous.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. So we have to make choices, like choosing character, or the author said even shaping space, making choices in our homes that enable us to develop character and creativity. Mm. And that may be as something as simple as saying we're only going to watch TV on purpose.
Right. Put it in a cabinet.
Put it in a cabinet. It's more aesthetically pleasing.
Yes.
As my wife would say. It may be that we would put our phones in a certain place at a certain time.
Yes.
We would go into a restaurant without our phones.
Yes.
Rather than sit at a table with a temptation to just look down at a phone while we're waiting on food to come, actually sit there and look at each other.
Yes, absolutely. Or even having a time limit on the video games and a place for the video games, and then a whole house full of books, and having a place where there is a maybe we call it the art cabinet, mm-hmm. and that's where Charity keeps all of her creativity things, and she'll
bring neighborhood friends to the kitchen table and make a royal mess.
They can make a mess anytime they want to. Well, and except for at supper time.
We have a piano and we're doing lessons.
Yes, and they have guitars and
there's a basketball goal in the front yard.
What's that little, goodness, the ukulele. Where did that just slip my head?
Ukulele.
That little, I was trying to think, what is that little guitar? It's a ukulele.
I wish y'all could see her trying to draw a picture of a ukulele with her hands here. That was awesome. Do it again.
But things like this that abound in your house, they spur on creativity.
Sure.
Instead of just mindlessly looking at your technological device.
And our time
device.
Is gone, so we need to make choices like choosing character and shaping space, the author called it. And, mm-hmm. and then last of all, and we're done, structuring time.
Yes.
And that's arranging our lives for meaningful conversations, for character development, for skill development, for growth.
Yes.
And that has to happen on purpose. Mom and Dad, are you on purpose helping your family to grow and use technology wisely? You singles, are you on purpose taking mm-hmm. steps to protect yourself so that you're advancing and not just vegging?
Right.
To where your time is counting, where you mm-hmm. are sharing and reaching out and being a blessing and a help to others. Technology yes. is a wonderful gift from God, mm-hmm. and it is a gift that can be used to great advantage
yes.
or great devastation.
The Bible calls it redeeming the time. Mm-hmm. If your technology helps you redeem the time, wonderful.
Absolutely.
But a lot of times it doesn't.
Absolutely. You've just been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today concluded part two of our episode entitled Using Technology Wisely in Your Home. I hope you'll join us next time for a special question and answer session. Next week we'll be with our daughter and her husband, David and Abby Adams. I hope you'll look forward to that.
For more information, or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.